I should move over here so that, like, we can see each other. So you're all cozied up with a baby?
Mm-hmm.
On the couch? Hey, there you are. Cute stuff.
I'm like a sexy kangaroo with a baby on the outside of my couch.
That sure is a comparison. Hey, I'm Derek.
And I'm Tanya.
We've got three kids. Rainy?
Yeah.
Emerson?
And Atlas. We're set to learn about marriage, parenting, and whatever else comes up as we stumble through the joys and sorrows of life.
This is the journey of two young, homeschooled Christian parents exploring what we're teaching and learning while we grow ourselves and raise our kids.
Hey, hey, it's set to learn time. We're back. It's all ready to, are you all set to learn with us a bunch?
It's been a month
we're back.
And a half.
We're back, baby.
Whoop, whoop.
So we haven't recorded since we were in hospital.
Yeah.
We did an episode right before we went in.
Mm-hmm.
We did an episode while we were there, and we released kind of the depressisode. I have this thing where I have to like adjective episode and like precede it anyway, make it a prefix.
I like it for that, but don't get too stuck on that.
No. But we heard some good feedback about that. And yeah, I don't know. I'm glad we did it. I haven't listened to it back again since, but...
What feedback did you get?
I just heard what you
got.
Oh,
okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the feedback, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And for listening to our sad...
too. Yeah.
If you decided to not listen to our sad too, that's okay though.
Mm-hmm. I have some follow up real quick.
Okay.
Before we get into other stuff. On the unschooling episode, I mentioned that we got some questions. I didn't mention the names of those people, so I wanted to give a shout out to Colin and Jasmine real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for sending in questions. The invitation is still open for those of you who listened to the unschooling episode and have questions. But to follow up on that part, having some issues with the voicemail thingy.
Oh, boo.
I can't get the URL to redirect to settolearn.com/talk. Trying to get it to do to talk.settolearn.com, but just don't pay any attention to that at the moment, because just go into the show notes of the show, or you can go to just go to the website and look through, you know, the notes for a show, and I'll have the voicemail link in there in the most recent episode. You can go there. Sorry about the inconvenience, but you know.
Please try again later.
Yeah. And that's about all the follow-up. So, let's just kind of, before we get into what we've learned, what has been going on the past month?
Keeping three humans alive.
Yeah.
And then us too. As an afterthought.
Oh, yeah.
Something you should know is that with each child you add on, well, for you, you will forget names much faster.
Oh, my goodness.
Apparently, third one was the charm for us to make us insane because we can't pin the right name on anyone. But also, with each child that you add, your... germ intake increases exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
Especially toddlers. Toddlers look you straight in the eye and sneeze into your face with no remorse. Within the first 5 seconds of being in any new location, Emerson is touching the ground. I don't understand the mental process.
Just laying on the ground.
And then it's like, oh, kicks. Yeah, I'm going to pick my nose and touch the newborn's face. So bless this child because she got a cold like at 1 week old.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, what that looked like was just randomly vomiting up her entire stomach's contents because a little bit of congestion goes a long way in a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a month and a half into her little life.
Yeah.
And now she has her second cold. Bless her. She's such a good sport, though.
She is. She is a chill little girl. I have really appreciated getting to know her. And, boy, this sounds like, you know, such a cliche for the parents to be talking about how much sleep they're getting. But she does give us a nice amount of sleep. And I appreciate that. And I just want to throw that out there.
Don't say to any new parent, is she or he a good baby? That's just the oddest question. And I feel like it's a vintage question. Like, that's the age group that I normally get it from. Does that sound negative? Like, I'm negative about that age group. I'm trying to be like positive and say vintage because that sounds better than
well, no, it's not just that crowd. Though. I mean, it is, that's a general parent thing.
Yeah, but I mean, you get is it a good baby question specifically comes from an older generation normally. Everybody says, is she sleeping well?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you getting any sleep? Which is fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Oh, if I was going to bring up something else. Well, we're talking about things that people say to new parents.
Okay.
There's one that has been coming up frequently since the balance of genders shifted. Now, I can't say that I would have even thought about this if people had not kept bringing it up, but people keep saying like, oh, so you're outnumbered now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Like, yes, yeah, I guess we have another girl in the family. Cool. Like, there's no significance to that. Like, am I supposed to feel bad about that? I don't feel insecure about that. I feel pretty great about having another girl in our family.
Tomorrow you're going to come down wearing a dress.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting.
It's inevitable. That's what happens if you don't hold strong in your manhood while the children keep
just think
being
positive.
Girls.
People are trying to make conversation.
I know. Yes.
And
no. It is just a, hey, I want to make conversation with the new parent, and this is an easy thing to
people
say.
I want to show
say.
That I care.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It is. Just one of those things.
What did you forget about newborn stage?
Honestly,
was anything like, oh yeah, that's a thing.
I
forgot how much like their diapers need to be changed early.
Yeah,
on.
That's right. The frequency of diapers being changed was one that I didn't quite remember. Other than that, though, I've been kind of bracing myself for this one.
That sounds so negative.
I know. I don't mean to sound like that, but Emerson was generally a lot more taxing on, you know, our faculties because he never slept really well.
Once he hit like 2 months, that's 2 or 3 months, that's when he stopped sleeping well because he was a good sleeper at the beginning.
Oh, was he? Okay. Yeah. Maybe that's it.
So don't.
Okay, I'll keep bracing myself.
Yeah. I mean, anything is possible with any developmental leap, but
yeah.
Anyways, but what have you been learning?
This is definitely not baby related. This is so recently I've been on a learning experience about caffeine, and not
it's
drinking.
Been
it.
Really trying on our marriage. He's gotten really uppity about his lack of caffeine.
I do bring it up from time to time, just, you know, for kicks.
You realize, though, that you have, like, ADHD, so it doesn't impact you as much as other people.
Yes.
And your opinion doesn't matter.
Oh, just because I have a disability means that my opinion doesn't matter. That's very...
you have a disability.
Very daring of you to say.
I'm disabled.
I'm disabled. Oh man, I gotta go back and watch that show. but
I never finished it, so we should finish
Oh, you never
that
finished it. Okay, yeah.
Once we're done with A Good Place.
Yeah, we'll get back to IT Crowd. So for me, caffeine, I have ADHD, so it doesn't really affect me very much, you know, positively. Like, it doesn't give me a ton of energy. But what it does still do is if I forget to have caffeine and I've been having it regularly, it still gives me that wonderful headache. So I've been going with trying to do decaf as much as possible because, you know, I still get the coffee. It's still delicious, but I don't have to deal with, like, caffeine withdrawal should that, you know, inevitability occur. So, I don't know. I've been enjoying it. It's been a good experiment. I still do have caffeine on occasion, you know, when I need something. But, yeah. So that's been my little learning journey at the moment. What have you been learning?
How quickly everyone forgets how sassy I was after just like 10 months time.
Yeah.
Because it turns out that when you're on sleeping pills 24/7, you are significantly, squelched.
Yes.
So
yep.
I feel like I need to slowly like try to ease people back into what level of sassiness to expect from me.
Mm-hmm. It's great. I'm really enjoying you.
Life is good.
It is.
I can eat food again.
I know she doesn't sound very excited, but
I'm really tired right now.
Really tired. It's like 8:30. 8:30 at night, and we have 3 children, so yeah, we can be tired.
I don't know why I'm so tired specifically tonight. We've been like up way later other nights, and I've been fine. But
yeah,
I think that I hit my caffeine quota earlier on, and I have nothing left to give.
You've drained all the extra energy out of your system.
I've drained all my resources.
You've hit critical.
Go ahead. What else have you learned?
What else have I learned?
I didn't really write anything down.
I've learned that I love Lincoln Log messes. So we just recently got some Lincoln Logs from a neighbor for the kids. And when you dump the bucket of Lincoln Logs out, it covers the floor. They just go everywhere.
And you know Murray is all about that.
Oh, yeah. If there's something to dump out to send something all over the floor, that's amazing.
Dump it on the floor and hit the Lincoln Logs with other Lincoln Logs.
Mm-hmm.
Because they will bounce.
Yep. It's very exciting. But what's exciting about it for me is that it looks like a huge mess, but they all go back into one place. So I can I don't have to think about cleaning them up. I just keep cleaning them up into that box, and everything goes into that box. And when you're done, you look like you got a ton done. Everything looks so clean.
You are hilarious.
Because
you don't have, it
was everywhere.
You don't have to think about returning each thing to its place.
Exactly.
That's so funny. I didn't know that that was something that you found mentally taxing.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those like micro aggressions on my brain.
Like for me when you back into the driveway unexpectedly.
Yes, yeah, something like that, except that's probably a little bit more of a stressor on you, but yes. When we came home, I decided, oh, I'll just back into the driveway today because I don't know, I felt like it. It freaked Tanya out.
We have a long driveway. And with my like postpartum hormones, I was like, he did that on purpose just to like
just to get to you.
Just to get to me. I didn't say.
I'm in your head.
Because I knew it was crazy, but I still felt it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Postpartum hormones are fun like that.
Mm-hmm. The other thing about Lincoln Log messes is that once there's a ton of mess on the floor, like I think it reduces the desire to make more mess for the kids. It just in my anecdotal experience, I don't know what it's like for you here during the day, but
That. No, the kids are running around, like, tripping over things and falling and still like, can we get this out?
Uh-huh.
It's like, no, like, we all three of us just wiped out in the last 5 minutes, like, put something else away. Of course, that's also just a stage of life. I don't know what our kids, I feel like both of our kids are going through a growth spurt, or maybe it was with Murray's teething, but both of them are like tiny drunk humans all the time. Murray went to kick a balloon today in full force, like fell backwards onto his head, and I'm a horrible human because it's so funny to me, and I need to go and comfort them and not crack up. It would be horrible if I fell on my head, and I really feel for them.
I know.
But what, like, Rainey, like, tripped and fell, like, face first several times today, just, like, walking across the floor. I don't know what's happening.
Nothing. What is it about that? Like, just in the past year or two, I've started to find that funny. Like, I've started to find it funny, our children getting hurt in slapstick ways, which is not okay. It's a little okay, but it's like, I would have been that person watching a parent laugh at their kid, being like, are those heartless people?
I don't, like, we don't actually laugh to their face. Like, no, we hide it behind a hand. One of us goes in comfort, seriously, and the other one leaves the room. Oh, that does sound really horrible. I don't know when it became so funny.
We know that they're not hurt.
Yeah.
Is the thing, because we've seen them do it enough times. And when you see them do it one time after another.
I'm actually kind of feeling guilty about this now, but I know tomorrow somebody's going to fall and I'm going to laugh about it. Oh, me.
Okay, we better move on before I get silly about this. I can feel the night sillies coming on.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you have that you've learned?
Oh, I've just learned a lot about the fact that I feel like I need to always be giving more than the people around me. And I think that that's like a pride thing, but it's also like I feel guilt when people are giving in our lives. Like, I mean, bringing us meals and stuff. And I think, well, I need to like bring meals to other people and like make up for this. Or even like when in-laws have gifted us with, well, gifts for the children or like babysitting or something. I'm like, well, I better make sure that the kids make them feel loved in return. That was like where I realized that I was being a little bit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's something that I'm still sorting out of my head. Like, I wouldn't want people to receive my gift giving and feel like they needed to give something back.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of it is my, like, Lancaster roots, like,
there is some
must
of that.
Fellowship the crap out of the people around me, but, yeah.
Nothing
anyways,
like a good old Mennonite, work
upbringing,
ethic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's that. What about you? More.
I've learned that Rainey doesn't like boys, just daddies.
But out of context, well, if she was a teenager, I would worry more about this time. But.
Yeah. No, it was just
it's very sweet because right now she equates husbands with daddies.
Uh-huh. With me specifically, I guess. Well, no, maybe she gets that other people. I don't know. What was the conversation now? It was...
Oh, Rainey said someday when she gets a daddy, she's going to have all girls, but not boys, because she doesn't like boys.
That's right.
And I was like, well, you realize that, like, a daddy or a husband, like, would be a boy. She's like, well, I'm okay with it, one daddy, but no boys.
Because daddies don't quite qualify as boys. Because
I like daddy. Like, I mean, I think in her head she's marrying you in the future, and she has said that someday she's going to marry you.
Mm-hmm.
Now she says someday she's going to marry Murray, but, you know, we'll work that out.
Well, we'll slowly put it.
I don't want grandkids with seven fingers on one hand. Personally. hold it together, man.
See, I don't even know if that's a thing, but, you know, yeah. I get your point. What else do you have?
I've learned that Derek is okay with eating mold.
Oh,
and this
no.
was deeply, no. darkly disturbing to me.
No.
Every time that I think that I know who he is as a person. Because there was this one day where I went to clean out the fridge and I was specifically looking for chicken that was several weeks old. And I was like, that's got to go. Like, there was a few things in there that I was like, yeah, and it wasn't there. So I was like, oh, it must have gotten thrown out or it must have gotten eaten like the other week. And I just forgot about it. But no, later I like asked Derek if he had found a lunch for himself. And he's like, oh, yeah, I ate that chicken. And I was like, Derek, that was really old. Like, I didn't think it was still good. And he's like, well, there was a little spot of mold on it, but I ate it. It was fine. And I was like, after you took the mold off, he's like, no, like he saw mold and then he okay. ate it.
It was just.
And then he was like, it wasn't quite this. It was only like the size of like a pencil eraser. I was like, who sees mold? Like, okay, it's one thing if you have really, like, good homemade bread that, like, you know, homemade bread with no preservatives will, mm-hmm. like, mold in 2 days.
Yeah,
if
that
you don't
mold's
keep
fine.
It in the fridge. No. You pick the mold off and you would still eat the bread. Like, okay. But if I see mold on anything, like, that has got to go, man. That's got to go.
It was such a very tiny. It's like it's not even worth like getting my spoon out to like flick that off. And...
So, throwing the question out there, if anybody is okay with eating mold, because
am I going to die?
No, you don't think that you're going to die. You told me that you're like, oh no, people are okay with this. Like, so
I don't think I said that.
Yeah, because...
I don't think I said that.
Yes, because I said I was going to ask our babysitter right away, hashtag Ryan. Thank you, Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I will give you the benefit of the doubt. Not going to, like, walk in there guns blazing. Because you were... I thought you were joking when you told me this. I was so deeply disturbed when I realized you weren't.
You were very deeply disturbed. It was a lot of fun.
Anyways, that's what I learned. Still digesting that one, as I'm sure your body is with that mold slowly going into sepsis.
Oh, man. Well, I don't think I'm going to be able to top that for this week. I've still got more in here, but we'll save that for another time.
Okay.
We should probably, you know, it's good to get back in the saddle again.
Get back on the microphone. what's funny about that?
There's nothing funny, but it is that time of night. 8:50.
Addie keeps like stirring randomly because I keep laughing.
Oh, there's a smile in her sleep. That's the first one I've seen. That's my first smile I've seen from her.
Really? You
yeah.
haven't seen any in the sleep smiles?
No.
Oh, she
no,
smiles
you've gotten
a lot
all
in
of
her.
Them.
She smiles a lot in her sleep, but it's when she's not sleeping. Those are the smiles that are hard to come by, but mm-hmm. they're very sweet.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to more of those. Thank you for podcasting with me. I love you so much.
I love you too.
Thanks for listening. If you want to follow or talk to us, you can do that on Instagram at SetToLearn or leave us a voice message at talk.settolearn.com. But until next time, keep learning.
You just got to hang out with her when she's like letting all the poops rip. That's when you see the real smiles. It's like, I poo-poo on you. I poo-poo on you and I'm triumphant.
I poo-poo on you. I poo-poo on your floor. I poo-poo on your stairs.
I poo-poo on you. I poo-poo on your family. I poo-poo on your cow.